Hello and welcome to another edition of the CUW Sports Psych Podcast. I'm your host, Jeremy Schumacher, the mental wellness coach here at Concordia University. And today we are joined by Janelle Kotz, the head coach of the women's volleyball program. Janelle, thanks for joining me today.
Absolutely.
For those of you listening who don't know, I'm also the assistant women's volleyball coach. So Nellie and I work together on the regular. So today is going to be a fun episode of asking a bunch of questions that I should already know the answer to. So, Janelle, you have been a head coach here at Concordia for 8 seasons now. After completing your master's here, before that, you played for the Wisconsin Badgers. Was head coaching something you always wanted to get into?
Not really necessarily. I think I wanted to get more into counseling. I loved volleyball. I always knew that it would be like a lifelong thing for me, like playing and stuff, but I kind of looked at Concordia and saw they had my graduate program, and I was like, hey, I'll try coaching for a couple of seasons. Like, that'd be fun. Mm-hmm. And then, yeah, I kind of fell in love with it. I fell in love with Division III and just the players that we had, the culture, and just how they play for the love of the game. So I guess I just kind of fell in love with it and thought, you know what, I think I can do this. And so now here I am. So
yeah, and the program has been quite successful since you've taken over. Mm-hmm. You've won Coach of the Year several years. 2014 was your second season as a head coach, and then back-to-back 2016 and 2017. What have you kind of brought from your playing experience? You played D1 and then coming to D3. What have you brought with you that has helped the program to be successful?
Yeah, I think it's just you know, a lot of times we'll talk Division III, it's about just like recruiting the right athletes, like the athletes that are going to put in the work, that have the mentality, that championship mindset type deal. So I think a lot of it goes into like recruiting players that want to play, that have the passion for it and want to work hard. But then also, you know, teaching correct skills and getting all of that in. And I think just overall, I think the success was just working on the overall culture of the program. Like, sure, we work hard on the court, in the weight room. As you know, we'll do a lot of stuff off the court, team bonding, mental training, that type of stuff. We try to help develop the whole athlete. And I think that's really helped the program be successful. It's just getting those athletes that want to come in, that want to work hard, win championships, and then just developing that culture.
Yeah. And that culture has led to 3 conference championships in the past 4 years, 2 trips to the NCAA tournament. So when you talk about that culture, what is that off the court stuff? The team bonding you mentioned, and then how do we mm-hmm. as a coaching staff address the mental side of the game?
Yeah. So I think, like, first off is we really try to develop relationships with each player. Really get to know them. What do they need from us as coaches? I think that's like a big thing for us. Like, we understand, like, we have certain ways that we act and we want to coach, but like just getting to know our players and getting to know what they need from us is huge. And that's what we like to do. We like to develop that relationship. So that goes into the, like, a lot of the team bonding and getting to know you, where then we can kind of get more into the mental training and really understand what they need. But, you know, as you know, each year we kind of do a different theme for the mental side of the game. And so, I mean, in the past few years, you know, we've invested in different programs to come in. We had a program come in, Humanex, and they came in and talked to our team, and then they had everybody take personality tests, and then we had another program where we took different personality tests. So, like, each year we try to, like, keep it fresh for all of our athletes because, you know, we have them for 4 years. We don't do the same thing over and over again. But, yeah, like, there's just – we do our research. We try to find things that are going to benefit our athletes because we have that relationship with them. And, yeah, and – every week we have mental or mindfulness Mondays, we like to call it, where it's like, do something for your mental health on Mondays. Once a week, do something. And we like to check in with our athletes and making sure that they're doing those things. So, yeah. And this year, thanks to you, we kind of got involved with the CALM study on campus, doing mindfulness, yoga, on Wednesdays. So just once a week, really just taking the time to focus on ourselves and in our mental health.
Yeah. And you talk about recruiting the right type of player. What do you think the mental trainings bring out in the type of players that we're bringing into the program? How does that serve them as volleyball players, and how does that serve them once they're done with their collegiate careers?
I think it's just like we tap into their potential. So like we're getting what we can from them on the court, but it's like, how can we get them to the next level? Mm-hmm. And that's where we think we talk like mental training is huge. Like if we can have you on the court being calm, cool, and collected when it's, you know, 25-25, we're playing a top opponent. Like if you can be mentally tough and mentally strong in those situations, that's just going to carry our team far. So I kind of lost track. What was the beginning of the question there?
just thinking of the mental training, how that affects them on the court, which you kind of answered. And then,
yeah.
And then what about as they wrap up their careers or move into the mm-hmm. professional world?
Yeah. So, yeah, that's kind of what we our pitch to our athletes. It's like we do a lot of mental training because, like, not only is it going to help you reach your full potential as an athlete, as a volleyball player, but just help you with your personal relationships, help you with your schoolwork. A big thing for us that we like to focus on is a lot of like positive self-talk, confidence, which we find to be a struggle in a lot of our female athletes. So those are our big things that we push in our program. And if we can work with our athletes to talk positively to themselves, like not only in the volleyball world, but with school, with relationships, like confidence is going to go up. They're going to feel better about themselves and feel better about going into the real world and being independent and
yeah.
For the first time.
Right. We do a lot of goal setting in the program as well. Do you want to talk a little bit about kind of how we do like a daily approach to goals and then also for season and year long type goals?
Yeah, I mean, so basically we like to have individual meetings with all of our players, you know, throughout the year. And each time we meet, we try to set different goals for different parts of the season, whether we're in season, beginning of season, to mid to later season goals, to, okay, now we're in off season, like what are we going to do here, to then spring season. So there's just multiple goal setting that we'll do based on each kind of short season that we're in. And I think that really helps our players to really focus in on, okay, what are a few things that we need to get better and kind of then hopefully get into that big picture stuff, but kind of break it down into three goals. And of course we always do like our volleyball physical goals, but we also like to set like a mental goal, it always is included, and then also a team goal. So like what can you do to help the team culture and keep that us as a unit close and things like that. So it's not just necessarily individual goals, we also do a mental and a team goal in
sure.
there.
And one of the things we introduced a few years ago was the whiteboard that gets brought out before every practice. Everybody's name is on it, and they have an opportunity to write a daily goal up for practice. What's their focus for practice going to be? What's one skill that they work on? And then we as coaches can kind of hold them accountable for their own goal setting.
Yeah.
Which I think is just as helpful, if not more, than whatever goals we set for them.
Yeah. It's really nice because, you know, they'll write it before practice, and then as they're warming up we like to go look at the board and kind of see what everybody's focusing on and kind of help, maybe, you know, in a drill or so, like remembering, oh, this is what they wanted to work on today, like give them that feedback that they need to help them work on that individual goal for that day.
So what sort of perspective do you have as a coach now compared to when you were a player? You're playing at a top level program in the Big Ten, a top recruit in the state. So that mindset as a player, how does that translate into the mindset you have as a coach?
I think as a player, I just always have been just super competitive. I just wanted to do the best that I possibly could in whatever it was that I did. And so I think that has really helped me as a coach. I know sometimes I need to like take a step back, but I like to really just invest all of me into this program, into each of my players, and help them become the best versions of themselves on the court and hopefully when they get into the real world. But I think that's probably the biggest thing that I took from my playing career is just like whatever I was involved in, just giving it my all. And when I was involved in volleyball. I gave everything I had to the program or to the volleyball program. So now I do that here.
Yeah. What do you think has kind of influenced you in your coaching style? Was it growing up being competitive? Was it different coaches you had in your career? You have your master's in counseling. Does that mm-hmm. play into it? What are kind of your influences in building the type of culture you want to have for the program?
Oh, yeah. multiple influences since, you know, first started playing and, you know, what was helpful to me as a player, what was not helpful to me, you know, different sayings or quotes that stuck with me that pushed me. But again, I think a big thing for us is like really getting to know our players and like what it is they need. Like some of our players need us to like be in their face and yell at them and give them that fire, where other players, you know, need us to be a little bit more positive and more sensitive to their needs. So I think I've learned that as well, even just being a player and being a captain on a team and like knowing my players on my team and how they would respond to things, like as talking to them as a setter or as a captain, and kind of see the different reactions. And now as a coach, you kind of see that too. It's like when you're talking to the athlete, like, okay, how are they going to respond? And when you're like, oh, they're playing better, great, that was a good thing. Oh, they're not playing as well, okay, maybe we need to adjust our approach here with this player.
Right. And you were a pretty fiery player. Our team tracks down old film of you every
yes.
once in a while, and some highlights come
intense.
Up. But as a coach, you're pretty calm. We have a pretty calm sideline.
Yeah.
One of the things that people comment on a lot is we don't take a ton of timeouts. We rarely use both of our timeouts.
Yes.
Where'd that kind of come from? How'd that start? Was that just maturing? Is that mm-hmm. an intentional thing on your part? How did that start?
I think it's... I try to put myself in the mindset of like our players, and sometimes I just want them to know that we as coaches are confident in them, and I don't want to be super intense or super crazy. I want to be that kind of calm, cool, and collect on the sideline, like, hey, you guys, we got this. So I don't want players to look at us like after points and us being like looking super upset or like getting super excited over one point. Mm-hmm. You know, we kind of have to. I think it's definitely maturity, just like growing up and like, you know, every point, you know, matters. But at the same time, it's like what really matters is the end of the match.
Sure.
and hopefully winning it. So I think our goal is to just make sure that our players know that like we're calm, cool, and collected. We believe in you. That type of thing. So when they look at us, they're not like scared or nervous. They're like, okay, we can do this.
Yeah. And we talk a lot about next play mentality.
Mm-hmm.
So the best play of your life is worth as many points as the worst play of your life is.
Right.
And volleyball, it's a point every play. And so it doesn't matter if it's spectacular highlight or it's embarrassing error. Mm-hmm. It's one point, and mm-hmm. that point's over and done with. And we got to kind of move on and focus on the next one.
Yeah.
Being a setter and running the offense, and we give our setters a lot of responsibility out on the court, what sort of mentality do you have as a coach in thinking about, okay, how do we put our team in that perspective? Is that still just that setter mindset that you had from a player? Is that something where you're drawing from mm-hmm. different conferences or different, you know, coaching books or whatever? Where are you pulling that stuff from?
Yeah, I think a lot of it is the setting and just being a setter, you know, you always had to be like one step ahead. You know, my coach always used to call it like a chess game, like kind of thinking one move ahead, and things like that. So I think a big thing for us is like when we do call timeouts, when we do get prepared for matches, it's a lot about strategizing. Okay, this is what the team is bringing. This is what we're doing well. This is what the team's doing well. This is what we can do better. So a lot of times in timeouts, we're like, okay, let's develop a play that we can be confident in and go for that, you know, first ball kill situation, and then kind of talk about, okay, like, hey, you know, this player's really getting us on the line. Let's start blocking the line and just really talk about strategy and how we can improve from that point on in the match or pre-match or things like that.
Sure.
So I think a lot of it's just like having that strategy, being one step ahead and just being able to adjust too, I think. Yeah, you know, we watched this in film, and now they're doing something else. Okay, now we can adjust, you know. So just having that flexibility to be able to do that. Because, yeah, if a team sees us taking away something, they're probably going to try something else. So we got to be ready for that.
And 2020 has been an interesting year in the world of athletics, to say the least. So volleyball's season got flip-flopped. So we had our non-traditional season in the fall and hoping to get our conference matches all in the spring. What were some of the challenges of that fall season? It was nice to get back out on the court, but what were some of the things mentally? Where were the players at? What were the athletes struggling with mentally?
I think a lot of it was just, you know, the transition and just being really different. The transition for freshmen was not what it normally was. We usually do a lot more team stuff, a lot more team bonding. You know, we as coaches like to have the team over and really get to know each other at a personal level. And that was really hard with having to do it through a computer, doing right. Zoom, not having as many meetings. And then also starting off with like socially distant practices and things like that. So you couldn't really get that personal touch and that those personal relationships that we normally start the year off with our players and the team within itself. But I think a lot of players, once we started about a month and a half later than we normally do.
Right.
But once we kind of started in that groove, you could kind of see them kind of getting to know each other a little bit better. And then, you know, of course, once we got to like the team practices, it kind of felt like normal again. And
right.
that was really cool. But yeah, I think a big thing that we missed was just that like closeness that we're used to having.
Yeah. And looking forward to the spring, what's on the docket for the team? What's the theme headed into the spring? And what are the girls working on now?
Yeah. So, yeah, we just kind of gave them some individual improvement plans to do this off season. We did some research. We looked up drills and different things that they can do on their own in the gym or maybe with like one partner, again, being socially distant with, you know, wearing masks and things. So we tried to come up with different things that they could still do in this off season to really to keep up their touches on the ball, to not lose what we gained this fall. And they're hitting it hard with our strength and conditioning schedule. We see them in the weight room all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So they're liking that, which is awesome. So that's really exciting to just get them fitter, stronger, faster, all of that. Hopefully they can do some individual type volleyball skills. And then we're kind of just excited to start off season again in February. Kind of doing the same thing that we did in fall, like do a lot more individual work, maybe the first couple of weeks, and then kind of get into that team activity mid-February.
Yeah. And hopefully staying on the top of that conference championship in 2019, looking to go back to back.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, awesome. Nelly, thanks so much for taking the time and joining me to record an episode here. And thank you to all the listeners out there. Thanks for checking out the Falcon Folk or the, I almost took Matt Menzel's jam there. Thanks for checking out the CUW Sports Psych Podcast.